Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Louis Salazar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The DH, Nelson Simmons. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Chris Pitero. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitero fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston takes first base on ball four. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell catches it and throws to first to double up Boston. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is called out on strikes. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball four. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law takes first base on ball four. Guillen moves to second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. Law goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Behringer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitaker scores. 1 out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Mark Hill. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitaro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitaro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Pitaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitaro hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for Rudy Law. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Evans. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Tom Pachyorek now playing left field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Darryl Boston. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.